أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبوهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين عزة على الكافرين. This ayat that we are reading, in which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala warns that those people who become murtad in deen, and this was particular reference to the Musaylamatul Kadhab and his followers, that they claimed, he claimed Nabuwat, and he wanted to share Nabuwat with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. However, of course, this is not at all. The only final Nabi was Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah said already from beforehand, Allah informed the Muslims that this will happen, that there will be people who will become murtad. And you don't have to be so concerned about them, because in place of them, Allah will bring another nation. And the first quality of that people, Allah says, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ, that Allah will love them. And consequently, by the faizan, by the barakat of Allah's love for them, they will love and do everything and sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala. And this is with reference to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum at large, whom Hazrat Abu Bakr had sent out in order to quell the fitna of Musaylamatul Kadhab. So that was the first quality that these people will have. The second quality, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. نرم دل ہے مسلمانوں پر, زبردست ہے کافروں پر. And those people, those Muslims amongst themselves, they are very kind and tolerant, and they work with one another and they love one another. And with regard to the non-believers, the kuffar, they are very hard against them. They stand very strong and hard against the kuffar. So these are the qualities that the true believers will have. One is they will have the love of Allah overwhelming in them. And love is such a thing that it remains with a person at all times, whether he is awake, whether he is asleep, whether he is in work, whatever, that love motivates him. So we also have to check ourselves, how much of Allah's love do we find in ourselves. In namaz, we just made Fajr namaz now. And in the Qiraat also, we read of all the beautiful qualities of the believers and what they will get. So did that motivate us? Did that turn us towards Allah Ta'ala? And the other is that these, the believers, the second quality which Allah explains here, is that they are very soft amongst themselves and hard against the non-believers. Is it perhaps that we are opposite, like for example with the family people, we are very hard, and with other people we are soft, whereas with family people we should be soft with them. Believers amongst themselves overlook one another and tolerate one another, accommodate one another, and with regard to the non-believers and their ways, that we should be hard. But unfortunately we accommodate the non-believers and their way of life, etc. All those things we bring within them, within ourselves. So in this ayat, for us the lesson that we learn is, one is that the love of Allah Ta'ala should be, we should try and develop it and let it become predominant, and we give preference to the love of Allah. Other is that amongst the Muslims, who amongst ourselves, we are kind and cooperative with one another, and all the objectives of Islam and what Allah wants, we follow that. And we oppose the ways of the kuffar and their lifestyle, and we are hard against them. Against all the things of kuffar, we are hard. Now the World Cup just took place. Let each one of us see how much were we hard against the World Cup. and against all the things that go with that, all their lifestyle, their education system, everything, how much are we against that and how much are we for that. So on the basis of this ayat and the whole Quran Sharif, we should be checking ourselves all the time. The Quran Sharif makes an x-ray out of us, it scans us and brings out whatever latent, hidden bimaris, diseases we have got, and it shows the solution to it also. So may Allah Ta'ala let us take lesson from this and correct our lives before maut comes to us. We are ready for maut and we go into the life of the Akhirah, and we don't have to feel, then there we don't have to be sorry. Let us make our tawbah amendments and turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. سبحان الله.